So today, for the second week in a row, we're being exposed to Jesus talking about his imminent suffering and death. But in the midst of this, in the Gospel of Mark, scripture scholars refer to this as the Markan secret. Because for some reason, Jesus is saying, I am going to have to suffer and die, but we don't want you to tell anyone about this. I'm wondering what Jesus' purpose in that was. But I suspect that for Jesus, part of what he wanted to keep it a secret for was because if people heard it as a story without witnessing it, they wouldn't believe it. And so this Markan secret, I think, is kind of a timely space for us to be, in particular, because of this suffering that we are all enduring in this crisis in our church. If you notice, when Jesus says, I have to suffer and die, his friends refute that. They say, no, that can't be. Last week, Peter said, no, this will not happen. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. If you think about over the last several weeks, remember the story when Jesus was talking about having to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And people heard that and they said, this saying is hard. And they went back to their other way of life. This crisis that we are experiencing now in our church is a similar hardship. If you look around, there aren't as many people here as there used to be. And it saddens me, not just for them, but for us. Because our church is human and it is broken, but our church is also founded on our faith in Jesus Christ. This past Wednesday here at the parish, we had a little discussion. There were about 50 people here, and our discussion was centered around what are we supposed to do to address this crisis, and in particular to address the loss of Father Mark. And that discussion began with a short video. The title of the video was Why I Am Still Catholic. I think it's really important for each and every one of us to contemplate why we are still Catholic. I want to suggest to you that the reason we are Catholic is the sacrifice that Christ made on the altar. But that's a hard saying. Jesus also says we have to take up our cross. This crisis in our church is our cross. Not that we're responsible for it, but we have a responsibility to speak to it. And the only way we can speak to it is if we can answer that question honestly, why am I still Catholic? This is all about our faith. We are not Catholic because some jealous, ambitious men made bad decisions. We are not Catholic because other broken men assaulted other young people. We are Catholic because Jesus Christ, in the ultimate sign of love, gave of himself. And just like at his time, when people heard him call them to a new way of life, some people walked away. And just like when he allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. Only his mother and the disciple John were courageous enough to stand at the foot of that cross. So this morning, each and every one of us is being courageous enough to stand at the foot of this cross that is the crisis in our church. And I want to invite each and every one of you to consider, how can we reach out to the people who've turned away? How can we reach out to them to remind them that the church isn't about men making bad decisions, but the church is about Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for our salvation? In that film, a young woman says, "I remain Catholic because when I go to the Eucharist, I have a feeling of lightness." When I was ordained 16 years ago, my friend of 37 years, Father Mark, sponsored me at my ordination. When he handed me my vestments, he said to me, "Joe, take on a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light." He's not feeling a burden that is light right now, and neither are we. But we have to remain focused on Jesus Christ and his love and his resurrection and his conquering death in order for us to bear this burden. And so as we receive the Eucharist today, the ultimate gift, a gift of life, a gift of lightness and ease, let us remain hopeful. But also let us challenge ourselves to have the courage and strength to speak confidently to our embracing of our faith. Let us be confident and courageous enough to approach those who have stepped away, in the hopes of reminding them that they're not walking away from men who made bad decisions. They're walking away from Christ, who loves them and wants their salvation. And we have to communicate that to them. We have to communicate that to ourselves, because this is so utterly painful. But we mustn't lose hope. And the only space that we can have hope is in the space that is Eucharist. That is the true power of who we are as Catholic Christians. So let it be our prayer that we can be empowered by this Eucharist, and that we can truly experience a faith that provides a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light.